今天晚上还有明天的聚会，跟大家一起来学习里面的一些属灵的道理。
So I've decided that for today and tomorrow we can study the spiritual teachings that are covered in Exodus.
好，我们先来看出埃及记。
So let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及，Exodus。
The book of Exodus.
出埃及记的第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
11节。
Verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren.
12节。
Verse 12. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
出埃及记第二章哈到第十节啊，是在讲摩西还是婴孩的时候。
So from the beginning of Exodus to chapter 2, verse 10, it describes when Moses was a baby.
然后神安排他在王宫里面长大。
And how God prepared him and allowed him to live in the palace.
然后就进到11节。
And then we get to verse 11.
我们刚刚读这个十一节啊，应该是摩西差不多40岁的时候。
So when we're reading verse 11, this is about the time when Moses was around 40 years old.
这个地方讲啊，他到弟兄那里看见他们的重担。
Here it says Moses went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens.
然后一个埃及人打希伯来人，一个弟兄。
And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren.
那12节啊，摩西就要救这个同族的希伯来人。
In verse 12, Moses wanted to save someone of his same tribe, which is the Hebrews.
所以他就把埃及人打死，藏在沙土里面。
So then he murdered an Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
那我们就想啊，为什么摩西要做这个事情？
So we can think to ourselves, why did Moses want to do this?
如果我们回到希伯来书来看啊，怎么描写摩西40岁的时候？
So we can take a look at the book of Hebrews to see how they describe Moses when he was 40 years old.
Okay. 希伯来书的11章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章的24节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
25节。
25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
26节。
26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
这个24节开始也是在讲摩西因着信长大。
So here in verse 24, it starts by saying, by faith Moses, when he became of age.
那我们刚刚读这个出埃及记第二章是摩西长大了。
And in Exodus chapter 2, it also talks about when Moses was coming of age.
摩西长大就是表示年纪增加，身体变壮了。
So when Moses was growing up, that meant that he became stronger physically.
但是如果我们刚刚读的希伯来书十一章啊，是因着信长大，他的信心长大。
But here in Hebrews 11, it specifically says, by faith, Moses, when he became of age.
那我们知道摩西的一生啊，可以分作3个40年。
So we know that throughout Moses' lifetime, it can be divided to three sections of 40 years.
第一个四十年在王宫。
So the first set of 40 years was in the palace.
第二个四十年在旷野。
The second set of 40 years was in the wilderness.
第三个四十年。
And his final set of 40 years.
这个旷野就牧羊啊。第三个四十年就是在闲旷野。
He was still wandering in the wilderness.
就是侍奉。
Which is his servitude.
所以有时候我们在分我们的一生。
So when we try to divide our lifetime.
大概第一个阶段就是求学了。
Perhaps our first milestone is
读书啊。
Was education.
第二个阶段读完书就是上班了。
And after you finish your education, begin your job or your work.
第三个阶段就是退休啊。
And the last part of your life is when you retire.
这个就是我们一般人在 分段，我们人生的分段的方法。
And this is the typical way of how we divide our lifetimes.
那摩西的侍奉从哪里开始？
So when did Moses' servitude begin?
如果我们看那个刚刚读的哈，出埃及记第二章啊，这个就是他侍奉的开始。
So if we take a look at Exodus chapter 2, that marks the beginning of his servitude.
因为到了希伯来书十一章就要把它解释。
Because when you get to Hebrews chapter 11, it explains it.
就是我们刚刚读的哈，二十五节。
Which is what we read in verse 25.
他宁可跟神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
最终之乐在哪里？在王宫啊。
So where were the passing pleasures of sin? It was in the palace.
那神的百姓啊，受苦难在哪里？王宫看出去，那个就是以色列百姓在做奴隶啊。
So how are the people of God suffering affliction? It was when you look out the window in the palace, you see the Hebrews being slaves.
这个是一个很大的考验啊。
And this was a very great test.
你想想看哦，我的百姓在外面做奴隶。
So you can think about it. My people are out there being slaves.
那我住在王宫里面。
And I live in this palace.
你想有多少人会从王宫出去去救他的百姓？
So think about it. How many people would leave that palace to save their people?
非常少啊。
It would be very few.
这个就是侍奉的困难。
And this is the difficulty in servitude.
每一个人生活都一直在往上爬。
Each person's life, they're always trying to go upwards.
目标是什么？
And what is their goal?
就是进到王宫的生活
了。Which is to live in that life in the palace.
第一个，他有埃及的财宝。
First, you have he had the treasures of Egypt.
为什么要读书？
So why do you have to study?
为什么书要读好？
And why do you have to study well?
因为你才能找好工作嘛。
So that you can find a good job.
为什么找好工作？
And why do you want to find a good job?
你才能赚更多钱嘛。
So you can earn more money.
那为什么赚更多钱？
And why do you want to earn more money?
你的生活才会像王宫嘛。
So that your life can be like one in the palace.
那有钱以后。
And after you have money.
生活水准提高。
And after your status has been lifted.
就等于爬上人的上面就被尊重。
Then you can continue climbing up and you will be honored.
有名啊。
And you will be famous.
所以人的一生其实大家都一直在想要进到王宫里面。
So in each person's life, they are always wanting to enter into the king's palace.
但是
However,
我们每一个人，我们是活在两个世界里面。
We are actually living in two worlds.
一个世界是看得见的。
And one world is one we can see.
就是这个物质世界。
Which is this physical world.
另外一个世界是看不见的。
The other world is the invisible world.
就是属灵的世界。
Which is a spiritual world.
这两个世界都是真实的。
And these worlds are true.
只是一个看得见，一个看不见。
Real. And one of them is visible and the other is invisible.
所以我们怎么生活？
So how do we live?
我们还没有信耶稣以前。
Before we have believed in Jesus,
我们是凭着眼见。
We have been believing with our eyes.
因为我们没有另外一个选择方式。
Because we have no other choice of a living.
我们就在这个世界出生长大，一直到死为止。
So we are born into this world and we continue living until we pass away.
但是
However,
当我们信耶稣以后
After we believe in Jesus,
我们就有两个选择。
We have two choices.
第一个，我还是跟大家一样。
One is to be the same as other people.
我的人生理想就是在这个世界。
My way of thinking is the same as this world.
那差在哪里？
So what's the difference?
就是差我靠耶稣。
Which is that you believe in Jesus.
我靠耶稣，书要读好。
I trust in Jesus, so I study well.
我靠耶稣，要找好工作，拼命祷告，禁止祷告。
And I trust in Jesus to help me land a job, and I fast and pray for it.
我靠耶稣，钱要多赚一点。
And I trust in Jesus to help me earn a bit more money.
买到很好的好房子。
And to be able to purchase a nice home.
我靠耶稣，我生活很享受，感谢神。
And I trust Jesus to live a comfortable life.
虽然是靠耶稣。
So even though it's trusting Jesus,
但是这个整个生活的内容跟没有信的人其实是没有什么差别。
Even though you do have Jesus, the content of your life compared to other people is not that different.
唯一的差别就是靠耶稣，但是人生目标是一样的。
The only difference is that you trust in Jesus, but your life goals are the same.
那什么叫做信心？
So what does it mean to have faith?
信心就是相信看不见那个灵界的存在。
Faith is the belief in things unseen.
看得见是暂时的。
And seeing is temporary.
看不见是永远的。
The things that are unseen are last forever.
看得见是次好的。
Anything that you can see is
second best.
Second best.
看不见的是最好的。
What you can not see is the best.
我们信吗？
Do we believe in this?
真的信吗？
Do we really believe in this?
如果我们真的信。
If we really believe in this,
then
in our lives, we'll have to face this very great choice.
我要不要服侍神?
Do I want to serve?
所以为什么有的人一生很有才能,很有很大的机会,但是在侍奉上面是一张白纸。
So why is it that in some people in this world they have many riches and have done many things, but when it comes to servitude, they have nothing to list.
因为信仰对他来讲只是知道。
Because faith to them is just knowledge.
我知道有神。
I know that there's God.
我知道有灵界。
I know that there's a spiritual
我知道有永生。
world. I know there's eternal life.
但是他不一定真的信。
But they might not actually believe in it.
如果真的信,
if they actually believed in it,
我们一定会选择侍奉。
Then you would pick to serve.
所以我们就看了摩西因着信。
So we see that by faith, Moses.
24节啊。
In verse 24.
法老的女儿的儿子，还有神的百姓。
Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
再来，神的百姓，这两个我们把它比较来，有什么不同？
Oh, and also to suffer affliction with the people of God. So what is the difference between these two?
神的百姓做奴隶呀。
The people of God were actually slaves.
奴隶在当时社会是最低等的。
If you were a slave, that was the lowest position in society.
但是法老女儿的儿子，这个地位是很高的。
But to be Pharaoh's daughter, that is a very high position.
但是这是人生演戏的，在戏台上看得见的这个戏台上的身份。
But this is like acting out in a play, and this is the actor's role that you can see on that stage.
但是在看不见的灵界里面, 这一群奴隶是谁?
But in that spiritual world that you can't see, who are these slaves?
他是独居之民。
They are the people of. They are the set apart people.
他是不列在万民当中的民。
And they are not the people who are mixed with the people of the world.
他是很尊贵的。
It is a very honorable position.
他们是神的儿女啊。
They are the children of God.
所以摩西虽然在王宫40年。
So even though Moses was in the palace for 40 years,
受埃及教育一切的教育。
He received all the education that was offered in Egypt.
说话行事都很有能力。
What he said and what he did was filled with authority.
但是摩西的信心在这个情况下非常的也长大了。However,
through all of this, Moses' faith grew as well.
因此人要侍奉神，最基本的条件就是信心。So
if someone wants to serve God, the most basic thing you need is faith.
那摩西的信心另外一个表现是什么？
So what is the other demonstration of Moses' faith?
我们现在来看希伯来书，回来看11节我们刚刚所读的。
So let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们刚读的这个25节，一个叫做最终之乐。
So we just read verse 25, and it says, enjoying the pleasures of sin.
然后26节。
And in verse 26.
他想望所要得的赏赐。
For he looked to the reward.
这个地方讲，一个是王宫里面的快乐。
So on one hand, you have the pleasures in the palace.
第二个，他要得到赏赐。
And the other, he wanted the reward.
赏赐在哪里？
So where is this reward?
赏赐在灵界里面，在天国。
The reward is in the spiritual world, it's in heaven.
我信吗？
Do I believe in this?
我们的生命几十年了，很宝贵。
Our lives, these tens of years, are very precious.
如果用公司来聘请人来算。
So if you use the way a company's value people,
比方说了，年薪10万。
So for example, 100,000 annual salary of 100,000.
40年赚多少钱？
So for 4 years, how much money would you make?
400万。
You would make 4 million.
所以一生最精华的时间价值400万。
So you could say that someone's Someone's life's value is around 4 million.
有的更多, 有的更少,
and some people could be worth more or worth less.
但是不管多少了,
but it doesn't matter how much you have, it's just that money can, it can be its value.
但是这一段的精华的时间, 如果用来侍奉神,
but with all these, with all this time that you use, if you use it to serve God,
你想那个价值是400万吗?
Do you think this value will be worth $4
million?
In the spiritual world, it's nothing that you can describe. There is a limitless value.
所以一个人愿意从追求这个世界, 好像到最后完工的快乐, 进到追求那看不见, 将来的永远的富足, 这个需要很大的信心啊。
So if someone changes from pursuing the worldly things, like being in the palace, to pursuing after the spiritual things, then that requires a lot of faith.
那现在是摩西的信心从哪里来?
So now, where does Moses' faith come from?
如果我们用提摩太后书来看一个例子，提摩太后书。
So let's turn to 2 Timothy for an example.
提摩太后书的 第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1
提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1
第五节
verse 5 When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
这个地方啊, 保罗在提到, 提摩太的信心。
So here, Paul is remembering Timothy's faith, which is that he has this genuine faith that is in him.
那这个信心在先在国语就是你外祖母,
with this faith which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois,
然后又在你的母亲有尼基尼,
and dwelt with your mother Eunice.
那我深信也在你心里。
And I am persuaded is in you also.
信心从哪里来?
So where does faith come from?
如果从这个例子啊，信心跟母亲很有关系啊。
From this example, faith is tied to the relationship of mothers.
那不是说罗伊很有信心，生下来有尼基就很有信心。
It's not saying that the grandmother Lois had a lot of faith, and then when she begot Eunice, then she naturally had a lot of faith.
如果爸爸很高，妈妈也很高，生下孩子大概很高，因为是基因嘛。
If you have a very tall mother and a very tall father, the child you have is probably tall because of genes.
但是如果爸爸很有信心，妈妈也很有信心，生下来的小孩子不一定都很有信心。However,
if the mother has a lot of faith and the father has a lot of faith, it doesn't mean that the child will always have a lot of faith.
当然，信心是神赐的。
And of course, faith is something given by God.
但是罗伊有尼基有他的本分。
However, Lois, who also had Eunice, had her basic duty.
我以前在台中出的宗教教育，很早以前啊，有一个封面。
So in the past, in religious education, I had a.
那有一个母亲抱着小孩子在腿上。
There was a mother who had a child on her lap.
然后前面有一条，我以为什么布袋。
So in front there was a cloth.
后来我问人啊，问那个编宗教教育说，不是啊，这个是旧约时代啊，那个经卷哦，就写在上面。这个母亲就带着小孩子坐在膝盖上在读圣经。So
this cloth was actually had the words of the Bible on it. And while she was carrying this, her baby on her lap, she was actually reading the Bible at the same time.
信心是神赐的，但是跟父母尽责任去教导是绝对有关系的。
So faith is something that's given by God, but it is also the basic duty of mothers to continue this faith.
所以在出埃及记里面，我们刚刚读的这个第一章、第二章。
So in Exodus, when we were reading chapter 1 and 2,
这个摩西的母亲原来生的母亲这个约基别。
We see that Moses' mother was Jochebed.
这个约基别是圣经里面几个很伟大的母亲的一个。
And Jochebed is one of the greatest mothers in the Bible.
刚刚那个有尼基是一也是一个。
And Eunice is also one of them.
约基别你看到, 他的最大的孩子哦,亚伦是大祭司。
So Jochebed's oldest son was Aaron, the high priest.
那摩西是带领以色列百姓神用他的。
And Moses was used by God to lead the Israelites.
然后米利暗是一个女先知。
And Miriam was a prophetess.
所以你看一个家庭里面也有大祭司，也有神用的工人，然后也有女先知。
So you see in this family that there's a high priest, a leader, and a prophetess.
这不是巧合。
This is no mere coincidence.
所以有时候我们常常在想，很多的母亲都很关心自己小孩子在世界上的前途。
So a lot of the times when we see mothers, they often put a lot of care into their children's well-being in this world.
想办法要栽培他们在世界上很有成才华、很有成就。
And they want to allow their children to be very successful in this world.
当然这也是很好的，爱自己的孩子，这是本分。
And of course, this is a good thing. This is the basic duty of parents.
但是更重要的就是，怎么能够把握这个机会。
However, what's another basic duty and important is to continue the faith to the next generation.
所以，有时候我们看到有的母亲有了孩子之后，选择在家里面看小孩子。
So we see that sometimes mothers decide to stay home to watch over their children.
这是一个非常很有意义的决定。
This is a very meaningful choice.
我记得有一个弟兄他。
I remember that there was once a brother who opened his own company.
他发现为什么这么多很多年轻的妈妈来这边上班？
So why were there so many young mothers who were coming here to work?
他就问他们了，哎，你为什么来这里上班呢？你不是还有小孩子吗？
So I was asking around, why are you working here? Don't you have some children to, don't you have children to take care of?
有一些母亲就讲哦，带小孩子换尿布最没有成就的事情。
So mothers were saying that being able to change their children's diapers is the most
最没有成就感。
is the least accomplishment.
那我坐在公司里面吹冷气，然后赚的钱去请人带就好了。
So I can come here to work and hire someone to take care of my children. So that's good.
其实，在下一代信仰成熟的这个过程当中，没有一个人能够取代自己的母亲。
But actually, in the journey of faith, there's no one who can replace the role of a mother in this journey of faith.
所以摩西他的信心长大，这是他服事的开始。
So when Moses was growing up, that was the beginning of his faith.
那这个信心长大跟他的母亲约基别是有关系的。
And his faith while growing up is tied to his mother Jochebed.
那摩西开始侍奉。 大概不是很久啊，他的侍奉就结束了。
So once Moses' servitude began, it didn't last for a very long.
如果我们回到出埃及记第二章。
If we look back at Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章的15节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 15. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well.
这个地方讲，法老要杀他，他就逃到米甸居住。Here
it says that Pharaoh sought to kill Moses, and he fled to the land of Midian.
那接下去我们就看到，摩西就变成牧羊人。And
afterwards, we see that Moses took on the role as a shepherd.
那牧羊多久？
So how long did he shepherd for?
牧羊到80岁。
He was a shepherd until he was 80 years old.
所以到了80岁，我们如果到第三章。
So once he was 80 years old, let's take a look at chapter 3.
第三章神的呼召就来到。
In chapter 3, God's calling came upon Moses.
为什么40岁这么有信心离开王宫，神没有用他？
So why did God not use Moses right when he turned 40 and when he departed from the palace?
一直到80岁，神真正的呼召才来到。
And it was only until God's true calling, only until Moses was 80 was when God's true calling came.
也就是他真正侍奉的机会，神才安排出现。
Which is that the true opportunity of servitude was finally given from God to Moses.
我们现在回来看第三章。
So let's take a look at Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的第十节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 11. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
这个神开始要呼召摩西要用他。
So here is when God began to call Moses to serve him.
那十一节摩西怎么回应？
So in verse 11, what was Moses' response?
我是什么人?
Who am I?
竟能够去见法老呢?
That I should go to Pharaoh.
这是一个问号啊,我是什么人?
So this is a question, what kind of person am I?
这句话代表什么?
What does this phrase mean?
摩西终于认识他自己。
Moses finally knew who he was.
一个人要认识自己花四十年。
To know yourself, for Moses to know himself, it took 40 years.
我是什么人?
Who am I?
所以他觉得我没有办法去见法老。
So he felt that he had no power to go to Pharaoh.
圣经不是说他说话行事都有能力吗?
Didn't the Bible say that whatever Moses did and said had power?
但是为什么这里讲我是什么人呢?
So why does it record who am I?
所以一个人认识自己才会从心里的最深处舍掉自己。
So for someone to know themselves, they have to go to the inward depths of their heart to deny oneself.
然后一个人从内心的最深处舍掉自己，这样我们才会真的依靠神。
And after denying yourself from the inner depths of your heart, then you begin to rely on God.
但是要认识自己不简单啊。
But to know yourself is not an easy thing.
我们现在以保罗的例子来讲。
So let's take a look at Paul's example.
哥林多后书。
The book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
Hello. 第八节。
Verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me.
第九节。
Verse 9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这里地方讲，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以我们看这个世界有几个在夸自己的软弱。
So in this world, how many people are here to boast about their infirmities?
大家都在夸自己比别人强的地方。
Everyone's boasting about where they are more powerful in places that others aren't.
所以腓立比书里面保罗在讲肉体。
So in Philippians, Paul talks about the flesh.
我们来看腓立比书。
So let's take a look at Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的第四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
这第四节啊，保罗在讲 confident of flesh.
So,
再读下去就是什么？在这个世界上的条件啊，如果要比的话，保罗说我比别人更多、更好、更强。
So here, Paul says that he's talking about confidence of the flesh. And what is this about? This is about the worldly standard. And if it was measured by this, then he would be the best.
律法上来讲，我是法利赛的。
According to the law, a Pharisee.
热心来讲，我是逼迫教会的。
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
律法上的义来讲，我无可指摘的。
Concerning the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless.
然后再讲世界的条件，他是加玛列门下受教的。
For worldly standards, he was taught by Gamaliel.
他是公会的议员。
He was a council member.
但是这一些跟侍奉神没有关系的。
But all these things had nothing to do with serving God.
所以如果 他有这种 confident flesh 哦，有这个肉靠着肉体来，他不会靠神的。
So if he had this confidence in the flesh, then he wouldn't confide in God.
所以他深深的了解这一些都不足以成为服事神的条件。
So he knew that all these things were not worthy requirements of being worthy to serve God.
所以他夸自己的软弱。
So he boasts in his infirmities.
所以如果神把能力拿掉，人能做什么？
So if God removes one's abilities, then what can they do?
什么都不能做啊。
There's nothing you can do.
那有这样的了解，保罗才真的认真在靠神。
So after having this understanding, Paul was able to truly rely on God.
所以我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候刚强。
So whenever I am weak, I become strong.
那这种刚强是从神来的。
And this a type of strength comes from God.
不是像摩西用拳头把那个对方打死这种输血气的。
And it is not the physical strength that comes just like how Moses struck down an Egyptian.
所以当摩西开始讲啊，我知道我是谁啊，我怎么可以去见法老呢？
So when Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?"
那现在神就给他一个应许。God, 这个应许非常重要。
God then gave him a promise that was very important.
我们看回来看出埃及记的第三章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 12.Verse 12. So he said, "I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain."
十二节讲，我必与你同在。
In verse 12, it says, "I will certainly be with you."
这一句话就是摩西侍奉，能够有果效的原因。
So this phrase is what made Moses' work fruitful.
因为神说我要与你同在。
Because God said, "I will certainly be with you."
是摩西八十岁的时候，神才这样告诉他。
And it was only when Moses was 80 years old when God told him this.
四十年的牧羊生活。
After 40 years of shepherding.
那个羊很温驯，但是你也没有办法对它怎么样，它不走就不走啊。
The sheep are very gentle, but if they don't want to walk, then you can't force them.
那走得很慢就是很慢啊，你也没有办法把它勉强。
And if they walk really slow, then you can't really force them.
所以我们常常看到牧羊人是走在前面，羊跟着他。
So we see often that shepherds walk in front and the sheep follow them.
你不管你走多快了，羊的速度是一样的。
It doesn't matter how fast you can walk, the sheep will walk the same speed.
所以这样磨来磨去四十年了，磨得变成什么？羊都很难牧羊的，我是谁？
So he was molded for 40 years to the point where he thought to himself, "Who am I?"
所以有时候我们人要侍奉神呢，要经历过一段的操练。
In order to serve God, some of us will have to go through a training.
那每一个人的操练不太一样。
And the training of each person is different.
但是经过困难、经过操练之后，我们人的灵性都一直在进步。
But after difficulties and tests, then our spirituality can improve.
刚好适合神用的那一种很成熟的灵性。
And then it will be this level of spirituality usable by God.
那如果我们回来看出埃及记第三章，我必与你神同在。那神是怎么跟摩西同在？
So in Exodus, when God says, "I will certainly be with you," how is God with him?
我们现在来看出埃及记的第四章。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 10.
四章。
Oh, sorry, chapter 4.
第四章的十七节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17. "And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs."
这个地方讲你手里要拿这个杖，好行神迹。
So here it says, "And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs."
那这个杖是什么杖？
So what rod is this?
如果我们从第四章的第一节。
So if we look at chapter 4, verse 1.
我们看第，请你读。
Verse 1. "Then Moses answered and said, 'But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'"
Yeah.摩西有一个问题了，那你叫他去带领以色列百姓出来，那如果他不听我的话，那我要怎么做？
So Moses had a question. If he wanted to lead the people, but they didn't believe him, then what is he supposed to do?
哦，那你看，神怎么说？
So let's take a look at what God said.
他说你手里有什么？他说是杖。
What's in your hand? He said a rod.
啊，为什么摩西手里有杖？因为他是牧羊人，牧羊人一定有杖。
So why does Moses have a rod? It's because he's a shepherd, and shepherds
好，
need rods.
那神说，好，你丢在地上。
And God said, cast it on the ground.
他就变蛇。
And it became a serpent.
哦，杖怎么会变蛇呢？
So how does a rod become a serpent?
蛇是活的，杖是死的。
A serpent is living, a rod is dead.
这个就是神的能力呀。
This is God's power.
好，那神说，好，你就把它拿起来，他总会把它拿起来，又变成一个杖。
So God said, reach out your hand and take it by the tail, and it became a rod.
哦，那啊，如果我们看第四节哈，
So if we look at verse 4,
啊，如此好叫他们信啊。主，他们祖宗的神，亚伯兰是神，以撒的神向他们显现的，哦，所以这根杖就证明神向他显现。
Sorry, verse 5, and it says that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, has appeared to you.
啊，那如果我们再看20节，
So if we look at verse 20,
啊，请。
verse 20, then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand.
好，现在摩西回埃及，但是他手里拿着神的杖。
So here Moses returned to the land of Egypt, but he took the rod of God in his hand.
那这根杖就是神跟他同在的一个证明。
So this rod is a piece of evidence that God was with him.
哦，所以我们要服侍神哦，最重要的就是要有神同在。
So one important thing that comes with that is involved in servitude is having God being with us.
好，那对摩西来讲就是这一根杖。
And for Moses, it is having this rod.
好，那这根杖到底带给他什么样的作用？
So what exact type of use did Moses have with this rod?
好，我们现在看，看三十节啊，第四章三十节跟三十一节。
So let's take a look at chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. Verse 30. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then he did the signs in the sight of the people. 31. So the people believed, and when they had heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.
好，这个地方讲哦，当他把这个叙述做一遍，要行的那些神迹，百姓就信了。
So here it says, then he did the signs in the sight of the people, so the people believed.
信神向摩西显现，神要用摩西来带领他们。
So God appeared and showed himself to Moses, and Moses was there to guide the people.
所以从不信就变成信，因为看到神真的跟他同在。
So from unbelief, it turned into faith, belief, because they saw that God was with him.
这是第一个作用。
This was the first use.
让以色列百姓能够信服摩西。
To let the Israelites submit and believe in Moses.
那接下去神就叫摩西带着这个杖去见法老王。
So afterwards, God instructed Moses to go meet Pharaoh with his rod.
为什么带杖去见法老王？为行神迹。
So why did he need to bring this rod to Pharaoh? Is to perform miracles.
所以接下去我们大家故事都很熟了。这摩西就行了十个神迹。
So afterwards, we're all very familiar with the story. Moses had 10 miracles.
为什么？因为这根杖，神的权柄，神的能力。
And why is that? It's because of this rod, which is God's authority and power.
法老他有兵权啊。
So Pharaoh had a power in terms of with his armies.
但是当摩西带着神的杖的时候，他没有办法面对神的权柄跟能力。
But when Moses was bringing along his rod, then Pharaoh's power could not match God's strength.
所以到最后他就让以色列百姓出埃及。
So in the end, Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to exit Egypt.
好，我们现在看十四章出埃及记十四章。
So let's take a look at Exodus chapter 14.
十六节。
Verse 16. Verse 16, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
这个地方讲，你举手向海伸杖，然后把水分开，以色列人能够在干地过去。
So here it says, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground.
所以这根杖能够让红海分开。
So this rod is able to separate the Red Sea.
神的同在，神的权柄跟能力啊，能够把没有办法解决的困难解决了。
So God's abidance and His power is able to make problems that are unsolvable solvable.
啊，如果没有这根杖。
So without this rod,
前面有红海，后面有追兵，你想他们要去哪里？就死路一条了。
So in front of you, you have the Red Sea, and behind you, you have the armies chasing you. So what are you supposed to do? You're going to die.
那有了这根杖，就有路可以走。
So with this rod, there is a way out of this situation.
所以神同在的侍奉是没有绝路的。
So if God abides with your servitude, then there is no dead end for you.
红海可以分开啊。
You can even part the Red Sea.
因为神是无所不能的。
Because God is, He can do everything.
所以拿这根杖后来就力战亚玛力人。
So even with this rod, defeated the Amalekites.
亚玛力人来，摩西在山上拿着杖祷告。
So when the Amalekites came, Moses raised up his rod and prayed.
结果，当时的约书亚在前面打，就打胜仗。
So then, Joshua, while fighting, he was able to defeat the Amalekites.
但是这个仗垂下来，他们就输了。
But after he, after Moses put down the rod, then they began to start losing.
所以，摩西侍奉到最后有功效，就是因为神说我要跟你同在。So
Moses's Moses' servitude was effective to the end because God said that He will be with him.
那神会跟他同在，是因为他认识自己。
And God would be with him because he knew himself. This is the spiritual maturity.
愿意舍掉自己,
if you deny yourself, then God will be with you and fill you.
摩西侍奉的结果,
so the result of Moses' servitude.
遍茂山上就看到摩西、以利亚在山上。
While on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw Moses and Elijah on the mountain.
在他还活着的时候，他亲眼看见神的荣耀，他亲自跟神讲话过，他亲自看到行神迹，所以那个信仰是非常有力量、非常活泼的。
So Moses, while he was still living, he saw God's glory, and he was able to, see him, and this was a very glorious thing.
所以我们如果真的很认真侍奉神，我们一定对神的体验会很多。
So if we truly serve God, then we will have many experiences with Him.
信仰如果没有体验,
so faith without experiences,
很可能我们是留在王宫里面,
perhaps means that we are still stuck in the palace.
我们愿意出来,
so are we willing to leave?
开始侍奉,
and continue to serve?
神就要与我们同在,
then God will be with us.
上次,
let's sing hymn.